Hi, my name is Ava Chastain, and you're listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge. On call with me, I have the wonderful opportunity to chat with the prestigious D1 basketball player, Anna Luce. She played at Mercer Island and carried the Islanders to state in 2017 against Bishop Blanchet. Welcome to the radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How was it playing D1 basketball?
It was awesome. I had really good experience. Just really props to my coaches and my teammates there at Dartmouth. So I graduated from Mercer Island, like you said, in 2017. Basketball is always something that I love doing, and I always dreamed about. I remember, like, when I was little, going to the UW games and watching a ton of college basketball and just being like, oh my gosh, that could be me one day. And with a lot of hard work and praise to God, that happened, and got to play at Dartmouth, and it was a great experience. I got to travel and meet new people and grow my love of the game, and it was a very cool and unique opportunity for me.
Yeah. Do you think you going to the UW games inspired you to play basketball, or do you think it was like seeing other people like talk to you about it, or?
I think it was a mix of, first of all, the passion I had for it. Like, I always loved playing sports, and I think I started playing basketball in like second grade, maybe third grade, and then played Mercer Island Select basketball from fourth grade to through high school, and played club, and it was always something I loved doing. And I played a bunch of sports when I was little, but really found basketball to be my favorite. So I stopped playing everything else and devoted my time to playing basketball. And so I think it's kind of a mix of watching other people go through it, being really involved in Mercer Island and going to the summer camps and playing teams and playing year round, and just getting pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And I think the combo of it made it a good next step. So
did you ever find yourself straying away from like feeling passionate about it?
I think now in my life, I don't play as much. We'll play pickup sometimes. And I played in like a women's league back in Seattle downtown with other girls who also played in college. So that was fun to kind of like keep the spark alive, I guess. But I don't think basketball is something I'll ever not be passionate about.
Yeah.
I think it's just changed now that I'm in medical school, and definitely my life's not on the basketball court anymore.
Yeah.
Which honestly, like, that's something I loved about Dartmouth, was the ability to do both, be a great student and be on a D1 basketball team. So
yeah.
It set me up for both. So
that's good. Yeah. What's something that you learned through playing basketball at Dartmouth?
I'm really important to teamwork. I think that's something you learn all through college, but or all through basketball and just starting from a young age, but especially in college. It really does take a village for a team to be successful. And even though, when I was a freshman, like, I wasn't seeing the court a ton, and but really, like, the way that I prepared the starters to go play and the way that I watched film my freshman year and sophomore year, and that set me up to be more successful junior year and to make that impact on the court later. And also just, practices are, the season's long and practices are hard. And so when you have each other's back and you can challenge each other and support each other and uplift each other through that, it's that makes all the difference in the world. And even when you're on the basketball court, there's, one player might be having a good game, one player might be having an off game, and it's kind of up to you to, up to each other to pick everyone back up and then carry the team, because scouting reports are hard. And, there's moments where some people might not be performing as well, and that's where you have the rest of your teammates to step up to that. And that's really carried me through beyond just basketball. Like, now as I'm going into the medical field, it's like no one provider can fix a problem. Like, even in school now and in my future career, like, everything that you do is working with a team. And I really got that experience from basketball from a young age, so I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah. That's really all the questions that I had for you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
That was Anna Luce, and you're listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.